This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
God bless to all our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of a man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. My friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you in radio land. Call a friend. Call a neighbor, my friends. Tell them to turn that radio on right now, my friends. No matter where you are, what you plan on doing, write down the telephone number. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. My God, my God. Yes, some at the sound of my voice is having trouble in their homes. Some right now have that arthritis, that diabetes, that gout. Some say, well, Rev, I need some of that jojoba oil to grow that hair on my head. Some men say that my nature is on vacation. Some right now have pain and swing throughout their body. That kidney, that high blood pressure. You know, my friends, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come back, board it, steep it, and strain it so they can get back into the fields the next day. Write down the telephone number, my friends. I'm going to give it to you. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own address. Telephone number 404-212-2444. I'm praying that I have enough this week to give you at least two testimonials. You might have a court case that's pending, and saying to yourself, it's unwinnable. You, my friends, might not have no success or even peace to go to your job and make your daily bread and come back home without trouble. Some right now, my friends, are dealing with those that are putting it down around their home. That witchcraft, that hoodoo, that voodoo that they do, my friends, for no reason at all. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Now, those of you that are writing, get that pencil and paper ready. I'm going to give you that mailing address and that code. When you're right, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a cross, and a prayer cloth, my friend. I'm not going to change anything from your heart, your spirit, your church, your denomination. I'm going to ask that you don't give up. For God is, God can, and there is no changing God's way of doing things. But you got to have just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back now. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you write me or call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prosperity packages. And all I'm going to ask you, my friends, is not to give up and pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Again, friends, write it down. Write it down, friends. 404-212-2444.
Well, you were talking last night about your business and how it was coming along.
It's doing much better. It's done better than it has been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
And your enrollment, how high is your enrollment now? Well, don't tell me how high it is, but it's coming up there, huh?
Right.
All right.
Right. It's on its way to doing a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
And then we spoke also about your house.
Mm-hmm. And so far, everything, we were having some problems with our property.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, two or three pieces of property. But after visiting you, things are much better, and we still have our property.
Oh, that's a blessing there, because you were really in a fret when I left.
Yeah. I was very much upset. I was very, very much upset. And who wouldn't be?
Yeah, I know that's right.
Under circumstances like that. So far, it's doing very well, and we're expecting it to close out in our favor.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that your business is doing good.
Right.
I'm going to get you something else out there. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you one question. What, if anyone was to ask you about me, what would you have to say? What about how you've come through?
I would say Reverend Gregory is a very sincere person, and he worked very hard to help you out. And if anyone could help you, it would be him. I recommend him.
Ooh, God bless you. All right. You don't mind if I record this, do you?
No, I don't care. Do you call my name?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, that's how people, you know how they get envious, jealous, and they come throw a brick through you. One day they find out who it is.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is just shocked.
Hmm.
She said, I don't understand. She said, I just don't understand because my mom had been helping me out.
What happened with your brother when he was incarcerated? He was in jail in New York, is that right?
Yeah, he says his birthday was September the 18th.
Uh-huh.
And they came to him on the 19th and said, happy birthday. How would you like to be free? And he said something, he said, good God of mine, yeah, I like to get out of here. He talked fast and crazy anyway.
Uh-huh.
So, he said he thought he was going to be in there another 30-day plus or something. But they gave him 3 years probation.
And they let him out.
And let him walk free.
What was that, about a week after I talked to him, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
That's nice.
My God, you know, friends, those of you that are writing, get that mailing, that pencil and paper ready. Write down that mailing address, my friends. Telephone number, friends. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, my friends. 404-212-2444. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus. But right now, my friends, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're on the job or you're driving, don't close your eyes, friends, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone on the other side of town that's having the same trouble that you're having today, friends. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Now, that mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, friends. Zip it 30321. For further information, just call me, my friends, and I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day asking you not to give up, asking you to pray over everything that you do, no matter what you're going through, no matter how long that situation has been giving you trouble, whether it's witchcraft or voodoo, whether you have problems with your body and going back and forth to the doctor. I'll show you how, my friends. Oh, I can show you better than I can tell you. Again, friends, write that telephone number down. That's 40